Boris Becker arrived at court for sentencing wearing a tie in the Wimbledon colours. He'd won the championship three times, among six Grand Slam titles, in a tennis career that had earned him more than $50 million. Now, bankrupt and convicted on charges of concealing his assets from investigators, Becker would listen as Judge Deborah Taylor sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison. He must serve half of it before becoming eligible for release. "I accept the humiliation you have felt," she told him, "but you have shown no humility." The sporting legend turned coach and commentator has led a colourful life with vast earnings fueling a famously lavish lifestyle and then paying for a famously expensive divorce. Seldom far from the tabloid headlines, Becker fathered a daughter after a casual encounter with Russian model and waitress Angela Ermakova at a London restaurant in 1999. By his own evidence, child maintenance payments and disastrous financial mismanagement contributed to bankruptcy in June 2017. The court found that Becker kept spending and used deceit to hide what was left, more than $3 million in cash and assets. At trial, the jury had heard in his defence that Becker had relied on insolvency lawyers, signing papers he hadn't read and failing to understand his responsibilities. The jury instead found his actions deliberate and dishonest. It's not the first time Becker has had a brush with the law. In 2002, he was handed a 2.5 year suspended sentence for tax evasion in his native Germany. Here, in the country he now calls home, Boris Becker is going to jail. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Southwark Crown Court, London.